Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of HowToSellYourCoaching.com. I'm Wayne Sutton. I'm glad to have you on board. Today, I want to talk about the difference in follow through or following up, should I say. Most people say, I want to follow up. You got to follow up with your clients. You got to follow up with your prospects. You got to follow up with your leads. And all of that's true. Then I'm going to give you a little bit of wording difference. And believe me, when you grab a hold of the word, and you'll grab a hold of the reality of what's behind the word. Follow up. The follow-up means they did not purchase. I got to follow up with them. I got to keep in touch. Hey, I'm touching base. Hey, any more questions I can answer for you? Oh, I forgot to mention all of that. And so we are following up with them, hoping that we can lead them back into the presentation and back into a sale. Wonderful. The fortune is in the follow-up. You've heard that said that 1,000 times, and it's so true. The fortune is in the follow-up. However, if you only see it as follow-up, then it's this constant... I hope I'm not bothering them, but I've got to push them a little more. I've got to see if it's the right time and all of that. Instead, what if you simply gave them new information, restated the old information that you've already given them, and give them an easy way to do business when they're ready? And that's called deposits. You're depositing into their life. Now, if I call and said, hey, this is Wayne, just touching base to see where we're at, see if you're still ready to jump on board, that's not a deposit. It's a follow-up. And there's some validity to it. But if I instead say, hey, this is Wayne, I just listened to a great podcast by Grant Cardone. I really thought you would enjoy. I copied the link about minute 22 into the podcast. He really goes into what we talked about just a few weeks ago. Hope you enjoy. Now, I've deposited into his life. Does that make sense? So 3 weeks ago, I talked with a client, about 3 weeks ago, and they said, my big problem, Wayne, is in my follow-up. So what do you think they're going to hear today? They're going to hear this podcast. So I'm going to record this podcast, and I hope they're listening to it anyway. But in case, I'm going to take and send them over a text message, an email, and a video. And it's going to all say, hey, I know that we were talking about follow-up being your weak area. I want you to change your mindset from follow-up to deposits. And I'm going to give you some ideas in this podcast. Then I'm going to shoot them over to this very podcast that you're listening to. So you know who you are. I hope this podcast is helping you. So how do we deposit? How can we do deposits? Number one, I want you to grab a hold of this. You must have open relationships. You must open up relationships. You must start relationships with people, new people that are interested in what you do. You must deposit into their life over time, deposit into their business. An article that you read, a book that you listen, is it out of the ordinary to mail somebody a book? Absolutely not. Make it part of your advertising budget. Mail someone a book. Give them an article. Give them a podcast. And each time, open up the ability to do business with you. That's how simple it is, okay? And this is, you've got to have your, you must have your follow-up, as I said before, your follow-up as a deposit. So you're depositing into their life. I'm going to give you some real stats, real numbers. 46% of salespeople give up after one no. 22% give up after two no's. 14% after three no's. 12% after four. 80% our prospects say no 4 times before they say yes. So we have to be there. But to go back and say, are you ready to buy? Are you ready to buy? Are you ready to buy? Just increases the sales resistance and lowers your credibility. That's why I love doing podcasts. And I can deposit a podcast. I can record this podcast. Here's what a podcast does. It reaches new people that maybe have never heard about How to Sell Your Coaching. The ones that have, it's staying and depositing more content. I've given you guys and gals language patterns, copywriting tips, sales strategies, everything that I use every single day. And I always say, hey, jump on a call, callwithwayne.com. I've given you another easy way to do business with me and have a free business audit. This is what you've got to do. If 80% of the prospects say no 4 times before they say yes, are you giving them the ability to say no 4 times? Are you giving them the ability? that may sound silly. Why do I want to give them the ability to say no? But the fact is, you have to give them the ability to say no before they'll say yes. Okay? Really want you to grab a hold of this. Very important. Now, how do we follow up? We do it with deposits. You're depositing back into their life. You're depositing back into their business. So I want you to write a list. Maybe your top 10 prospects. Maybe there's 10 that you thought, I need to recruit these 10 into my business. I need to sell these 10 a coaching package. I need to work with these 10 people. Whatever it is, top 10 list. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have a top 10 list, you know, you should have more that you're working with, but you need a top 10, a 10 in play, a top 10 list, 10 most wanted. And if you don't have 10 on there, then you need to do more prospecting. But when you have 10 that you're working with, your daily, everyday need to look, how can I deposit? I'm looking at my top 10 list here. I have a lady named Lisa. I have a gentleman named Don. And I have somebody named Jennifer. That's just the first three. Okay? So today, how can I give back to Lisa? I sent her a book about 2 weeks ago. We've had some communication. What can I deposit into Lisa's life? Don, we had a short phone call. What can I give to Don today? Don is probably going to be another phone call and then probably a book article, something along them lines. Jennifer, we just opened up this relationship for business. I've got to think, how can I deposit? Now, I have a systematic flow, but I change it depending on the person. Where can I give into Jennifer today? So ask about yourself, your top 10 list. Where can you give? How can you deposit? And then make it easy to do business with you. Sound good? That's what it's about. Get wealthy coaching others. Now, jump over, callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com, schedule a call with me. 10, 15 minutes, we'll do a free, maybe 20 minutes. We'll do a free business audit. We'll look at your business, look at your coaching, your consultant, look at your low ticket, high ticket offers, whatever that you're bringing, and we'll help you craft out a message and a method. A message and a method to sell high ticket coaching, become very wealthy doing it. And I promise you at least one aha moment in that podcast. And as always, there's no obligation. So, callwithwayne.com. Thanks, guys, for jumping on board another episode of howtosellyourcoaching.com. If you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're at, YouTube, click the share button, click the like button. We appreciate you so much. And until next time, make it a great day and go out and get wealthy coaching up.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.